Little drummer boy, I know not how many times I revisited this project, how many times I rewrote this code over the years. I know deep down in my bones that this code is kind of revolutionary, as small as it is. And it is not inspired by Sam Aaron, though he is living that dream. It is far more primal and guttural. And it comes from an old World War II bunker filled with arcade machines. I always overshot my experiments. I used too many samples. I brought in too many risers. I wasn't paying attention because I wanted to fail at everything before I got here, as that is the most magnificent way to learn. I let one of my earlier programs run overnight. It made 600 interesting songs, and I worked out to some of them just fine. They weren't bad, but they needed to be more unique from one another. They were reusing too many song parts. I knew how to splice a song, but I didn't know how to build it from ground up, from the notes. Some part of me assumed that I would never know this. I knew that change was necessary, and I pushed my tidy music generator away. And so began my terrible mission of learning LMMS. I figured out how to use the program pretty quickly, but I still didn't know how music was built. The learning music tutorial at Ableton helped me understand the components of a song, and notes, and octaves, and kick drums, and hats, and many other things. The moment I knew I could make decent music in LMMS, I stopped using it. It was over, done, hasta la vista. Because I knew that I had to go back to my original program, to the thing that started it all. I can teach LMMS, but I should not use it to just make songs, maybe special songs, but not everyday songs. I matured, musically speaking, but I am not a musician. I am at zero, though I am not in the minus anymore. I understand what C4 means. It's the middle C. I kind of knew that before. But because of 2N or 4N notation that would frequently go along with the notes, I felt I didn't know enough. My knowledge was not stable. Now, I am not intimidated anymore. 4N means quarter note. It does not mean four notes, as one would guess. It is duration notation. It means a thing will go off four times within the space of a single note, or it will last the quarter of a note. It is notation for units of time. And I also know there isn't much more than that. Some exotic notation for chords, perhaps, but I also know that chord theory can be pushed aside. Today is the first day that I have this program on my screen. And I only told it to beat the drum. I now understand that the OOP class named Membrane Synth is referring to the membrane that is stretched over a drum. I would normally assume that it is some kind of a synthesizer patch solution pattern magic thing, but it is just a cute name for a drum synthesizer. I kept my previous experiments to myself, but this one is published on the internet as open source, and I named it Westland. It's out on NPM. I wanted to be using the tidal notation for construction of music. Basically, if you are playing in the world of quarter notes, or 4N, you have four spots reserved for yourself. If you just use one spot, it will be multiplied four times. But you are also allowed to use two notes in a single spot, and they will hit at the speed of an eighth note, or 8N, or twice as fast. The JavaScript array, which is defined with square brackets, simply has another array embedded in it, right where that single node used to be. So it goes from open square bracket, F4, 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 close square bracket, which plays at the actual beats per minute of a song, to open square bracket, F4, F4, open square bracket, F4, F4, close square bracket, F4, close square bracket. And that plays the square bracket within the square bracket notes twice as fast. There is no other notation here that refers to time or anything really. It's just the square brackets within square brackets. You just know that it will play twice as fast. This may sound weird, but you have to calm down from thinking computers into the world where people would try to make music by banging sticks on a tree. If you just hit the tree in succession, smack, 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 it will sound boring. But if you whack it faster a couple of times, it will sound like rock and roll. Smack, 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 or something. Unlike Mr. Aaron, I need this music to be automatically generated by a computer and delivered to the desktop every morning. Within that terrible repetitive beat that I have right now, which sounds like... I will be focusing on creating symmetrical erosion of beat patterns to create room for the dancers to do their tricks. I will be applying filters and transformers to that beautifully simple tidal notation of open square bracket, F4, F4, open square bracket, F4, F4, close square bracket, F4, close square bracket. And this time, I'm going to stick with the synthesizer. The program as a whole is just 18.3 kilobytes. That is super, super tiny. I hope a day will come where I will be able to generate fantastic dance and workout albums, which will contain music made by a machine and thus never heard before. It will still sound like popular electronic dance music, but each song will come as a perfect little surprise, and each and every time. Randomly configured classes of instruments coming together to create songs that are respectful of dancers and their moves. A lot of today's music is very distracting. It is really difficult to find the right setup. Plus, it's not really possible to share workout music. What a terrible mess. If you feel like programming or learning how to program music, fork Westland on GitHub, which you can find on NPM, and make it your own. May the magnificent tidal notation keep you wide awake at night.